Planting weather across the Midwest may be a little bit better than expected over the weekend and into the first part of next week. The change is due to less significant precipitation coming from a couple of weather disturbances that were previously suggested across the Midwest. I don't want to imply it'll be dry in all areas and everybody will be out working in the fields, because that's not the case. We have some problems with excessive moisture still prevailing in parts of Missouri, southeastern Iowa, Illinois, parts of Michigan and Indiana, but we've also seen some areas that are advertised to see a steady rate of drying, and warmer weather will also occur as we move into the weekend and early next week, with temperatures getting up into the 70s, and that will be warm enough to stimulate some faster rates of drying across the region. We also have problems with flooding along the middle Mississippi basin and also on the Illinois River. And so some of the low-lying areas nearby these rivers will likely continue in flood for a while as well. Flooding is also occurring in the upper parts of the Midwest and will become much more serious as we go through the weekend. Portions of the Red River Basin of the North already reporting some flood conditions, but it will get a lot worse as we move forward through the next few days, as 20 to 30 inches and locally more of snow that's been sitting on the ground for a while gets a chance to melt and do so rather aggressively. Temperatures will stay above freezing for a 2 or 3 night period in the upper parts of the Midwest, and that will help to promote the snowmelt overnight as well as during the day. We will expect to see a couple of disturbances push through the Midwest over the coming week, but a lot of the precipitation that results will not be all that impressive. We will be looking at a better chance for precipitation in the second week of the two-week outlook, which covers the period from May 7th through May 9th. This will be especially true in eastern portions of the Midwest, where some computer forecast models have suggested an upper-level cutoff low-pressure system will evolve. And if that does indeed occur, we'll see repetitive showers over a multiple-day period of time, with temperatures a bit milder than usual. Now, with all that said, I think we're not completely convinced that the low-pressure system next week will be as large or as persistent as suggested, and I don't think the computer models have the forecast down very well yet. There's certainly no consistency. But the bottom line remains the same, and that is that we'll see an increase in precipitation across many areas in the eastern part of the country as we move through the week next week. That moisture boost will end up causing some delay in field work. So the pressure will be on to get some field work accomplished this week. And as I mentioned before, with the warmer temperatures coming up, there should be more incentive to get into the fields because of not only the fact that we'll see a faster rate of drying across the region, but because soil temperatures will be rising significantly as well. In U.S. hard red winter wheat country, we're back into a more seasonable temperature regime after frost and freeze damage occurred yesterday morning. This morning, frost was reported in the lower Midwest and portions of the northern Delta. The damage to the crops there was mostly superficial. We don't believe there will be any kind of impact on the production potential, and we'll watch real closely and see what happens as we go forward the next 2 or 3 days for signs of crop damage. The temperatures out there over these next couple of days will be trending warmer. We will start off on a bit of a cool note here, but as we move forward over these next few days, it will definitely get a bit warmer. We'll be expecting high temperatures across a big part of the region this afternoon to be mostly in the 50s and lower 60s, but temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be 60s, and we'll likely see some 60s again on Saturday before 70-degree readings start to come along as well when we move from the Sunday through Tuesday period next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.